This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Taking a look at Peace at Home Advocacy Center, Executive Director Melanie Prummer and one of her assistants, Brian Prowitz.
I'm your assistant now.
I love this. Here's my cell phone.
Yeah,
manage my
job
calls.
Description, please.
So we're going to talk about Empower 2023, your fundraiser this year. And this has been going on for how many years?
This is our 12th year, so we're pretty excited.
So kind of talk a little bit about the history of the event.
Yeah, so we started as a small event at UCC at the Denny Lang Center, where we had about 100 people. We had food, and we started with a dance lesson. So our board member, Valadia Ball, hosted the event and did some Latin dancing. And then we decided to turn it into a competition and move it to Seven Feathers in 2013. And there we had 10 performers dance Latin performances as part of their competition, and we raised $16,000. And that really inspired our board, especially Valeria, to bring more people to dance and come together to support Peace at Home. And we went from there to 250 guests and raising $36,000, and now over those 11 years in the past, we've raised over $500,000. We've had over 100 community members perform at our events over the last 11 years, so it's really great.
Wow. Now, you rolled along. You kept getting bigger. Then there was something happened back in 2020, and then it was like a quick shift like the rest of every event on Earth.
Yeah. Well, it was a quick shift, and I guess you could describe it that way. It was pretty exciting to move the event to the Sunnyside Theater, which is what we did for 2 years. And so we hosted some small events. We also did some virtual events. Of course, Brian was my sidekick, not my assistant back then. Yeah, and of course our performers continued to perform. I wouldn't say that it really impacted the performances, except in a positive way. We were able to change a little bit through the formatting, and now we have youth performing, and we also have vocalists who have joined the evening, so it's dancing and vocals.
Now, Brian, you've been the MC of this for quite a while, right?
I don't know how many years. I figured that was going to come up. I don't know. It's been several. I've done several of them, and it's always so much fun.
Now, you haven't gone out and done any of these dance performances yourself.
No.
Now, oftentimes, as you might recall, historically on television, the MC would also take the role of a performer at some point.
Well, this is not on television, so I guess we don't have to worry about that now, do we? No, Melanie has at times suggested that she thinks that would be really a great idea. I am not necessarily in agreement with her on that, because we want people to enjoy themselves and be relaxed and entertained, not horrified and very awkward.
So you would prefer that they gave money, not left in disgust or something?
Yeah, right. So we want to keep them happy and entertained. And so that's why I haven't participated yet. I figure the way I get introduced, or the way I get invited to most of the cool events in town, is that I'm the MC. So they just invite me to do that, and then I get to be part of it, and I really don't have to perform. I do end up donating often. I can't say it gets me off the hook from that. So that's just my way of contributing and trying to hopefully make the event better.
And I guess I shouldn't advocate for you to perform, because there's all these other events that I MC.
Yeah.
I think I went down a road I shouldn't have gone. Possibly.
No, I'm thinking of like, you know, I'm looking at all the friends of the canines here, and I was thinking it'd be great to watch you in one of those outfits, you know, and have the dog like chase you down, stuff like that. If I have to dance in this, then you get to get chased down by one of the canines.
Well, later. Let's just get back to Melody here. Let's talk about the format for this year, where you're doing it, and how it's going to work.
Yeah, we have gone back to our roots, and we are hosting the event at UCC. So we're pretty excited to host three events, and one will be at the Denny Lang Center, and we also have two shows happening at Jacoby Auditorium.
So it's going to be a busy day on the 11th of February, which is not that far off.
Yeah, so we're about, what, we're less than 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
I should have the day in my head, shouldn't I? Where it's... I think what's really exciting about doing it at UCC is, one, they are a community partner where we provide services on campus, and it is also more accessible to more people, so it's more affordable for more people, and, of course, having youth participate in the performance, we can invite families to come and hang out and watch the show, whether it's our matinee or our evening show.
Now, I looked at your website, and it seems like you've got a pretty large list of performers.
We do. So this is our biggest year yet without Brian and I dancing at this point. I think we have 14 performances. So we have 38 performers, and we have a special guest this year, Svitlana, who will be performing a really beautiful dedication to Valadia. And then we'll have our dance and vocalists out there entertaining us.
So what kinds of music? Is this pretty wide-ranging? Or?
Oh, yes. It's very diverse. We have everything from country, both in vocals and dancing, to belly dancing and hip-hop and contemporary and a Latin performance by one of our board members, Sarah. There's something for everybody to enjoy.
So where did you find all these people?
Well, we're really lucky in that people also find us. We have a pretty large following in the community, especially dancers and other performers who want to get involved every year. Some of them have danced with us for many years, and then we have new performers who reach out. Usually the day of the event, they feel inspired and they want to join us the following year. And so people volunteer, and they volunteer hundreds of hours in both fundraising and practicing to bring a great show.
For an event like this, and Brian, maybe you could talk about this a little bit. I mean, you don't just show up and do this. The amount of rehearsal time that's needed, and you know this from theater too, is pretty extensive. Talk about that process.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly when people start practicing and all that. Melanie would definitely have that in mind, but by the time there's a ton of time. There's a ton of effort, and it's obvious in the performances on stage, because when they are as polished and excellent as they are, you know there was a lot of dedication involved. And so I'm always impressed by the amount of time and effort that goes into each performance.
Well, I mean, you have people working on it on their own ahead of time, but then when you come together and just the elements of, okay, that's this person and that person, and then all the technical aspects of how you're going to do transitions and all of that, you're only 12 days away, and I'm guessing you don't have a lot of free moments between now and then.
No, but this is fun. I mean, I could do this 24/7.
Just talk about it. We're hawking tickets, by the way. That's why we're here, okay? We want people to buy tickets to the performances, and there are three of them. I know we're going to go through them again, Kyle, but we've got the preview night, we've got the matinee, we've got a social mixer, and then the big event on Saturday night at Jacoby next Saturday night. So we want everybody to get to the website and buy their tickets and start to fill this thing up.
So what's the website?
www.peaceathomedance.com.
So four different events. Let's see.
So there's three events. So we have our matinee show at 2 p.m. on February 11th on Saturday, followed by a social mixer. So you can buy a ticket to our social mixer where we have food, which will be catered by Friday's barbecue. And we also have wine. And then you'll also have tickets to the evening show that starts at 7. If you skip the social mixer, you can buy tickets to the evening show. And you'll be able to see some really great things. We are awarding 3 community members with honorary advocate awards. And in the evening show, we also have some local bakers who will be serving desserts. So we'll have a dessert bar. And instead of wine, you can have milk with your cupcake. And we also have a photo booth. So we have some professional photographers who are also donating their time to take some great pictures of not only our performers, but also our guests.
All right, a lot going on. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We've got another program planned, and we are going to be talking with Roseburg High School Principal Jill Weber and the graduation coach Rob Colson about the high school graduation rates information released last week. We're talking about Peace at Home Advocacy Center today. Executive Director Melanie Prummer and MC and assistant or something, we're not sure, Brian Prowitz in here this afternoon. It would seem like you used to be on the radio or something.
I don't know. Something
like that. So these rehearsals have been going on for a long time, and there's a lot of fun in this, but, I mean, there's a real serious purpose behind all this work.
Yes, absolutely. So we are supporting services provided by Peace at Home Advocacy Center. And as many of us know, those services are for folks living here in Douglas County who may be experiencing family violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking.
And how much do you hope to raise?
Our goal is to raise $50,000 for many of our vital programs and services that we'll be implementing this year, including some prevention work.
So is this kind of your biggest fundraiser of the year?
This is our only fundraiser. We put all of our energy into this great event once a year, every February.
And for the organization right now, how many staff do you have?
We have 21 advocates on staff, so we're all certified advocates. That includes myself, providing services in the community, also at some of our other locations like our shelter and housing programs.
Now, with the last few years between COVID and now with inflation and everything, it seems like there's stress everywhere at every income level, at every, you know, point in people's life. A lot of folks are just stressed out. Are you seeing that impacting requests for help for what you guys do?
Yeah, and we've also, in the last couple of years, done some training with law enforcement. Advocates and officers are training together. And so there's been this great response in referring people when law enforcement goes out on a response. We just actually created a training video for advocates and officers. So we hope to continue to help people when they really need us in that moment and collaborate together to provide the best service.
Do you feel like there's a lot of people that are just especially stressed and strained and have kind of reached their breaking point, which ends up resulting in behavior that's not good?
Well, domestic violence in particular is really about power and control. And so we could talk about stress. It really comes down to someone making a choice to have power over another person. It makes it difficult, though, for people to leave situations or cope with situations when they have additional stress, whether that's financial stress or even financial abuse that may be going on. And there are all these other stressors that can compound that, as well as people's ability to cope when they're feeling that stress. And, you know, you're emotionally, you're tapped out, you're done. I think we're also seeing that in our workforce as well. So people who are responding and caring for others who are experiencing different traumatic things in their life, are also experiencing stressors in this economy, and they're stepping up to continue to help while managing that stress themselves in their daily life.
So along with your staff, are there things that people in the community can do to help your organization outside of things like attending this event?
Yeah, like there's an example this week, Oregon Pacific Bank, actually they're collecting new towels and, you know, face washers and things like that. All of those things help. We've had other groups do a toilet paper drive. We all know how important toilet paper is. Like, these are all things that we need, especially running a shelter as large as ours. We have a 20-room shelter, so that could be 20 families living with us or individuals, even with their pets. So this month, we've actually been connecting with Saving Grace, and they're providing food for some of those pets in our shelter. So there's lots of things that people can do, either volunteering or giving, in addition to their cash donations or buying a ticket to our event.
And it seems like a lot of, you mentioned the Saving Grace connection, that you work with a lot of different organizations. I mean, you know, because sometimes somebody comes to one organization for help with one thing, but then it comes out that they've got another situation going on that might be related to your group.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'd mentioned earlier on the show, we work with Umpqua Community College, so providing services on campus with students and working also closely with their student services department to support students' success so they have success academically. We also work with healthcare providers and providing consultation for physicians so that we can safety plan together for people that we're meeting with, all the way to having advocates located in our Department of Human Services office and coordinating even financial support with the self-sufficiency program. So you're absolutely right, Kyle. We are all over Douglas County working with others to coordinate not only services, but a way in which we communicate and welcome people into our programs.
And Brian, with your work not only in media but also being on the city council, I mean, you are well aware of all these types of issues, and you've seen them, you know, continue on through the years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's, for me, it's more about standing with Melanie and all the advocates at Peace at Home and helping raise money for the work that they do because of how crucial it is. You know, there's no real solution to fixing all these big issues that we wrestle with all the time in the city of Roseburg or in Douglas County, but there are opportunities where you can directly impact somebody's life through your generosity or your experience or just caring for one another. And I think Melanie and her advocates deserve a tremendous amount of credit for the work that they do every single day. I think if I spent one day in Melanie's shoes, I would have to, like, I don't know what. I don't think I can handle it, because I think you guys deal with things that people don't even realize the magnitude of it. So that's why this event is so important, and we want to get people out and get people to donate to Peace at Home.
So again, talk about all three events and the tickets, prices, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so you can get tickets to our matinee show at 2 p.m. at Jacoby Auditorium for $35. You can also join us for the social mixer at the Denny Lang Center and also attend the evening show for $100 a ticket. And we also have the evening show at 7, which is $50 a ticket. And we have a promo code right now. 2023 Valentine is the promo code to attend the evening show. 20% off your ticket. A great Valentine's Day gift for someone that you want to spend the evening with.
This is February 10th and 11th, so it's next weekend. So time is running out. We want people to get tickets right now.
And again, give folks the website address.
PeaceAtHomeDance.com.
And to find out more about Peace at Home in general, how do folks get connected?
Yeah, our business line, which you can call during business hours, is 541-957-0288. But if you are looking for services, if you need help or someone to talk to you, you can call our crisis line 24/7 at 541-673-7867.
All right, 12:57. Guys, thanks for coming in. That wraps up Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for having us.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.